Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. January 29th, 2016, it's 8 a.m. on the east coast of the United States. I'm coming to you from north central West Virginia. Looking out, getting a little bit more snow today, which we definitely do not need, but God's in control. We'll talk to you today about the perfect law of liberty. I want to go to the book of Jeremiah before we begin into the bulk of that particular subject. Jeremiah was a prophet who God sent to backslidden Israel, and he in 13 times in the book he tries to relate to this backslidden nation the dangers of backsliding and the dangers of apostatizing. In Jeremiah 2:19, he says, "Thine own wickedness shall correct thee. Thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God." Pardon me. "And that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts." So here we see a blatant disregard for the things of God amongst his people. I don't want to use the word outside crowd, but this is not the people that did not know, have knowledge of God, because they had knowledge. And the Bible says, "Much given, much required." So he said, "Your sins will judge you. Your own wickedness will correct you. Your backsliding will reprove you." He says, "You lack my fear." In other words, you lack regard for my word and for my precepts. In Isaiah 3:9, he says, "The show of their countenance doth witness against them, that they declare their sin as Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves." Now, this is a spiritual law that we're talking about here. A spiritual law. It says their countenance and their actions show that they're up to their neck in sin and blatant disregard for the things of God. See, when God is forgotten, when God is thrust out of a society, you will see the fruits, just as we are seeing in America today, the violence, the constant upheaval and unrest that is going on within this nation that is getting worse by the day. So this is a law set from the time of the fall. God has always and always will hate sin. He loves the individual, but he hates sin because he's holy. He cannot tolerate sin in his presence. The Bible said he sent his only begotten Son, the perfect Lamb of God, without guile, without sin, without blemish, was the love offering to cover me and your sins. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." And if we think we haven't sinned or that we do sin, then the Bible says we are a liar and the truth is not in us, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We know by no means can keep ourselves righteous. He says in Jeremiah 4:18, "Thy way and thy doings have procured or brought forth these things unto thee. This is thy wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reaches into thine heart." So we come here to spiritual laws, and this is what we want to get into today. We'll talk about the perfect law of liberty that only comes through the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That in his presence, there is help, present help in the time of need. There is deliverance. There is forgiveness of sin. There is healings of our bodies, of our minds, of our spirits. The perfect law of liberty provided for what by what Jesus did at the cross 2,000 years ago. So spiritual laws, which God set in granite eons ago, the spiritual laws that are in effect today. The Bible says in Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit, now listen, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now, men's laws can be changed, but God's laws cannot be changed. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never, ever pass away. He said, I go about to perform my word. He said, that which I speak will not come back void unto me, but it will accomplish that which I sent it to do. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made us free. I put that plural pronoun in there. It says me, but us free from the law of sin and death. You see the contrast. The law of Spirit of life. Jesus said, for the thief comes to kill and to destroy, but I come that you might have life and have more abundant life. He told the woman at the well, he said, you drink of this water of this well, but if you knew who you was talking to and you drank of the water that I provide, you will never, ever thirst again. So if we walk in Christ, there's a law, not the Mosaic law, not the Ten Commandments, which they have not been abolished, they have been fulfilled. But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ have made us free from the law of sin and death. Not in us, but in our faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For the wages, another law here, the wages of sin is death. You can't get around that. You can paint it up. You can pick it up, you can polish it up, but the fact is, for the wages of sin is death. And man does not dictate what is sin and what is not sin. The Bible says that men will go about to establish their own righteousness, by which the Bible says that they become the blind leading the blind, by which they deceive and they are being deceived. But the fact is, God says the wages of sin is death. So that's what the wages of sin is death. What did Jeremiah say? It shows on your countenance. It shows by your actions. It shows by your lifestyle that sin is dominant in your life. But for this reason, the Word of God says, was the Son of God manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil in me and yours life, in our lives today. The blood of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross 2,000 years ago. The wages of sin is death. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you see, we can't do anything but yield. We can't do anything but come unto him just as we are, with our messes, with our problems, with our situations, with our sin. And the most dangerous sin is unconfessed sin. And if you premeditate sin, then you are a sinner. And the Bible declares in the book of Hebrews, there remains no more sacrifice for sin if you willingly sin. If you know to do good and doeth it not, the Bible says it is sin. We don't hear a lot about sin, because we don't want anybody feeling bad. But the fact is, sin will convict you, and the Spirit of God will convict you of your sin. But he is convicting you for a reason. I know the thoughts that I have towards you. We read yesterday, to give you an expected end, to prosper you, to heal you, to deliver you. He said, I've done all that I'm going to do in my Son, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is an antidote for your sin, our sin. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good. Listen, I've been preaching for quite a few years, and I've seen a lot, and And what I've noticed that when people do not want deliverance, they do not get it. You can pray until sweat drops off your elbows, but if that individual does not want deliverance, then they will not receive it. People scratch, well, I can understand why this individual doesn't get delivered. I'm going to tell you 99.9% of the reason why people don't get delivered is they simply don't want it. Now, that's just a fact. They don't want it. They might put on a show that they do. They might even do a few religious actions to try to prove that they do. But the fact is that people that do not get delivered most of the time do not want to get delivered. Because the Bible says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. What does Jeremiah 29:12 say? When you seek me, or 13, I mean, when you seek me with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And if you willfully sin, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. Let's talk about, James makes reference to this perfect law of liberty. He says, but whosoever looks in the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now, James put an emphasis on works. We're not saved by work, but it's needed, because if you are saved, you will do works. There will be fruit. He says, he who looks means to bend down, to take a better look, to get our attention, that there's a better way. Hebrews talks about a better way. This is not the law of Moses, but this is the new covenant, the only perfect law in the universe. Let me give you a quote that I found in today's study Bible. The fact is, the destiny of every man is determined by his conformity or his lack of conformity to God and his plan. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. It's a choice. It is a choice. And the Lord doesn't want our religious platitudes, our forms and our fashions, our lip service when he says our hearts are far from him. Hebrews 8:6 says, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. Talking about Jesus. By how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises, which ushered in the perfect law of liberty. Here on earth, we don't have perfect laws because they're constantly being amended, most of the time for convenience. But laws are always being amended. But see, the law of God is set in granite. The law of God lies within this Bible that I have my hand on here this morning, the inspired word, infallible word of an almighty God. So he says there's a better covenant. Jesus Christ is that mediator, that go-between, that advocate, that procurer of the better covenant. He shed his blood 2,000 years ago that purchased our liberty. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, has saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I'm blind. I was blind, but now I see. Psalm 19:7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect. See, the law was perfect that he gave Moses. Problem was, those that read it wasn't. And they could not keep it. Because God's holy. He's holy. We need to realize that he is holy. There needs to be a fear. What did he say in Jeremiah? He said, you don't fear me. You don't tremble at my word. Your spirit is not broken and contrite. You're proud, you're arrogant, you're self-serving. Well, he told his people. They went about, followed Jeremiah around. I mean, this man went through it. Nobody regarded him. They threw him in a mud bog because he said this nation is about to go, talk about Israel, this nation is about to go into captivity, and the naysayers followed him and followed up with prophecies of good tidings, how everything's going to be fine. Just keep on keeping on. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on hanging in there. But the true prophet was warning what was coming. So the law of the Lord is perfect. The law of the Lord converts the soul. The only power that can change a man, woman, boy, or girl is the power of the cross. The finished work of Jesus Christ. Man, it's powerful. Making wise the simple. Wow. The perfect law of liberty, that word which contains wisdom. Hebrews 7:12 says, for the priesthood being charged there is made of necessity a change also of the law. There had to be a change. God saw that man was not going to keep the law. He knew from the beginning that man could not keep his law. That's why he sent the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hebrews 7:18 and 19, for there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing of a better hope did by the which we draw nigh unto God. Law was never meant to save man. Jesus Christ saved man. The law simply is a mirror that we look into that Paul said, stirred up and let me know that I am a sinner. That we all are sinners. Hebrews 7:22 says, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament, the New Testament, the everlasting covenant. He said there remains no more sacrifice for sin because he is the sacrifice. There's nothing more you can do to cover your sins or eradicate them other than give over to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the answer for our sin problem. I said our sin problem. Hebrews 8:6 and 7, but now he hath obtained a more excellent ministry. By how much also he is a mediator of the better covenant and was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place been sought for the second. If the first one would have done the job, then the Lord would never send his son, but it didn't. He had to send Jesus Christ in the flesh, the perfect man, the perfect Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. In John 13:17, for ye know these things, happy are ye if you do them. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Now, this morning, as hard as it is sometimes to get things across and how I stumble and I bumble, but the fact is, I hope you study the perfect law of liberty that will set us free. For those that the Son set free is free indeed. James 2:12 says, so speak ye and do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. We'll be judged by how we treated the new covenant. Did we accept or did we reject the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Did we receive him with gladness in our hearts, or did we reject him and go about to establish our own righteousness and arrogant and speaking words like, well, I really don't need this, in arrogance and pride, which the Word of God declares comes before a fall. The Bible says when a man think himself to be something, then he is nothing. That's why we need to watch. If pride is a man's main character, we want to watch that man or woman or boy or girl. Because God's law says that pride comes before a fall and a haughty spirit before destruction. We don't need prideful people in the body of Christ, and we all fight that, the spirit of pride, wanting to lift ourselves up. Psalmist David said, renew within me a right spirit. Cleanse me. Make me new. The Old Testament talk about the fuller's brush. That old lye soap, spiritually speaking, that'll clean us. Doesn't really smell that good, doesn't really feel that good when being applied, but certainly, pardon me, will do the job. So we are judged by the law of liberty. We are judged whether we have received Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that many will stand before God and say, we've cast out devils in your name. We've laid hands on the sick and they've been healed in your name. And the Word of God says, Jesus will say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I knew you not. Why? Because they did not receive this love gift. They did not receive the plan of God, which was established from the foundations of the earth. And that plan is the crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Also the ascension, which he now sits at the right hand of the Father. 1 Peter 1:12, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look unto. The unredeemed creation. The angels can never be redeemed. But we are the redeemed of the Lord. And the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We accept the plan of God. What did I say? The Dake said, the fact is the destiny of every man is determined by the conformity or the lack of conformity to God and his, which is what the Word of God says. In Psalms 119:45, he says, I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. Romans 6:16 says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. That's what it says here. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, what you give yourself unto, his servants ye are. In other words, that's who you're going to serve. To whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So it's a choice today. I guess the old saying is the ball is in your court. We have to decide on what direction that we are going to go. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Listen, Jesus Christ made a provision by his work on the cross that means you can operate and live in the perfect law of liberty by faith in what he did at the cross 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago. He has made a provision, and that's the only provision. The Bible says, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man comes unto the Father except it be through me. So choose Jesus Christ. Invite him into your heart and into your life. Repent of your sin, as he said, and do your first works over. Confess your sins before him. Amen. Confess that you failed, and we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And put on the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, I set before you life, and I set before you death, and I set before you life. He says, choose you life. Jesus said, I come that you might have life, and you might have life more abundant. Call on him today. He'll save you. He'll deliver you. Believe that God raised him from the dead through the quickening power of the Spirit. He sits at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for me and for you. Just talk to him like you talk to anybody else. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, help me. That's one of my prayers, my favorite prayers. Lord, help me. Another one is, Lord, I believe, but help me my unbelief. Amen. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll make a way if you want it. If you don't want it, like I said, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. There remains no other way for you. Psalmist David said, as a deer pants after the water, so does my soul pant after you. Are we hungry? The Bible says if we're hungry and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. If you need healing in your body, he took stripes on his back. If you need healing in your mind, he was chastised for your peace of mind. Seek him while he may be found. We're still in the age of grace, and we're still in the age of mercy. till Monday. God bless each and every one of you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit.